Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 29, Part 2, Expressions of Love for Krishna Continued. Apprehension. When a person becomes disturbed in his or her heart by seeing lightning in the sky, by seeing a ferocious animal, or by hearing a tumultuous sound, then one state of mind is called apprehensive. In such a state of apprehension, one tries to take shelter of something which will provide safety. There may also be standing of the hairs on the body, trembling of the body, and sometimes the committing of mistakes. Sometimes the body may even become stunned. In the Padyavali, there is the following statement. My dear friend, Krishna's residence in the demoniac circle at Mathura, under the supremacy of the king of demons, Kamsa, is causing me much worry. This is one instance of apprehending some danger to Krishna in ecstatic love for Krishna. When Vrisha Asura appeared in Vrindavana as a bull, all of the gopis became greatly affected with fear. Being perturbed in that way, the gopis began to embrace the tamala trees. This is an instance of fear caused by a ferocious animal and of the search for shelter while remembering Krishna in ecstatic love. Upon hearing the jackals crying in the forest of Vrindavana, Mother Yashoda sometimes became very careful about keeping Krishna under her vigilance, fearing that Krishna might be attacked by them. This is an instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in fear caused by a tumultuous sound. This kind of fear is a little different from being actually afraid. For when one is afraid of something, one can still think of past and future. But when there is this kind of ecstatic apprehension, there is no scope for such thinking. Intense emotion. Emotion is caused by something very dear, by something very detestable, by fire, by strong wind, by strong rainfall, by some natural disturbance, by the sight of a big elephant, or by the sight of an enemy. And when there is emotion caused by seeing something very dear, one can then speak very swiftly and use kind words. When there is emotion caused by seeing something detestable, one then cries very loudly. And when there is emotion caused by seeing fire, one tries to flee. There may also be trembling of the body, closing of the eyes, and tears in the eyes. When one becomes emotional on account of a strong wind, one tries to run very swiftly and rub one's eyes. When one is emotional because of rainfall, one takes an umbrella and there is tension in one's body. When there is emotion due to a sudden disturbance, one's face becomes discolored, one becomes struck with wonder, and there is trembling of the body. If there is emotion from seeing an elephant, one may jump and show various signs of fear, and sometimes one may keep looking behind. And when there is emotion due to the presence of an enemy, one looks for a fatal weapon and tries to escape. When Krishna returned from the forest of Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda was so emotional from seeing her son that milk began to flow from her breast. This is an instance of emotion caused by seeing a dear object. Shrutva achutam upayatam nityam tad darshanot sukha tat katakshipta manaso babhuvur jata sambrama. O my dear King Parikshit, the wives of the Brahmanas were usually very much attached to the glorification of Krishna, and they were always anxious to get an opportunity to see Krishna. So because of this, when the wives of the Brahmanas heard that Krishna was nearby, they became very anxious to see Krishna and immediately left their homes. This is an instance of emotional activity caused by the presence of someone very dear. When the demoniac witch Putana was struck down and killed by Krishna, Mother Yashoda was struck with wonder, and she began to cry emotionally. Oh, what is this? What is this? So when Yashoda saw that her dear baby Krishna was playing on the chest of the dead demoniac woman, Mother Yashoda, at a loss what to do, began to walk this way and that. This is an instance of being emotional on account of seeing something ghastly. When Krishna uprooted the two Arjuna trees, and Yashoda heard the sound of the trees crashing down, Mother Yashoda became overcome with emotion and simply stared upwards, being too bewildered to know what else to do. This is an instance of being emotional from hearing a tumultuous sound. When there was a forest fire in Vrindavan, all the cowherder men assembled together and desperately appealed to Krishna for protection. This is an instance of emotion caused by fire. The whirlwind demon known as Trinavarta once carried Krishna off from the ground and blew him around along with some very big trees. At that time, Mother Yashoda could not see her son, and she was so disturbed that Yashoda began to walk this way and that. This is an instance of emotion caused by severe wind. In the 10th canto, 25th chapter, verse 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ati Asarati Vatena Pashavo Jata Vepana Gopa Gopyascha Shitarta Govindam Sharanam Yayuhu. There is a description of Indra's causing severe torrents of rain at Vrindavana. All the cows and cowherder boys became so afflicted by the wind and cold that they all gathered together to take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. This is an instance of emotion caused by severe rainfall. There were severe torrents of hail when Krishna was staying in the forest of Vrindavan, and the elderly persons bade Krishna, "Oh, do not move now, for even persons who are stronger and older than you cannot move. And Krishna, you are just a little boy, so please stay still." This is an instance of emotion caused by heavy hailing. And when Krishna was chastising Kaliya in the poisonous water of the Yamuna, Mother Yashoda began to speak emotionally. "Oh, just see how the earth appears to be trembling, and there appears to be an earth tremor, and in the sky tears are flying here and there. My dear son has entered into the poisonous water of the Yamuna. Oh, what shall I do now?" This is an instance of emotion resulting from a natural disturbance. In the arena of Kamsa, when Krishna was attacked by big elephants, all of the ladies present began to address Krishna in this way. "My dear boy, please leave this place immediately. Please leave this place immediately. Do you not see the big elephants coming to attack you? Your innocent gazing upon them is causing us too much perturbation." But Krishna then told Mother Yashoda, "My dear mother, do not be perturbed by the appearance of the elephants and horses who are so forcibly coming and raising dust. causing blindness to these lotus-eyed women. Yes, let even the Keshi demon come before me, for my arms will still be adequate for victory. So please, do not be perturbed. In the Lalita Madhava, a friend tells Mother Yashoda how wonderful it is that when the Shankachuda demon, vast and strong as a great hill, attacked your Cupid-like beautiful son, there was no one present in Vrindavana to help. And yet, the demon was killed by your little son. So it appears to be due to the result of severe austerities and penances in your past lives that your Krishna was saved in this way. And in the same Lalita Madhava, there is an account of Krishna's kidnapping Rukmini at her royal marriage ceremony. At that time, all of the princes present began to converse among themselves. "We have our elephants, horses, chariots, bows, arrows, and swords. So why should we be afraid of this Krishna? Let us attack Krishna. Krishna is nothing but a lusty cowherder boy. Krishna cannot take away the princess in this way. Let us all attack Krishna." So this is an instance of emotion caused by the presence of enemies. And by the above examples, Srila Rupa Goswami is trying to prove that in relationship with Krishna, there is no question of impersonalism. All personal activities are there in relationship with Krishna. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 29, Part 2, Expressions of Love for Krishna Continued. Recorded March 21st, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.